Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you today. Today's topic is mystery.
And our title is The Messy Wall. The Messy Wall. Marie, did you ever paint the walls in your home?
Yes. My living room walls used to be yellow, but I didn't like the color so much. So I bought some white paint and started painting. My living room looks much better now.
Painting is fun, but it's also a lot of hard work. You don't want anyone messing that up, right?
Yeah, it's not easy, and it's not going to be easy for Mr. E either, but he can do it.
Oh, Mr. E will paint something today?
Yes, he will. And we will find out what it is later on.
Well, whatever it is, I think he will do a good job. He always works so hard at everything he does.
Yes, he does. But something is wrong. Something is not right.
Something's not right? Did he use the wrong color? Did he buy the wrong paint?
No, he used the right color and he bought the right paint. But something bad happens. It's a mystery.
Oh, I can't wait to find out about it. Well, first, let's look at those keywords together. Here's Christina.
Hello, 易先生觉得他家的篱笆和外墙都很老旧了. His fence and wall look old. 名词篱笆就是 fence. 易先生觉得篱笆和墙都需要油漆一下. They need paint. 名词 paint 就是油漆。 易先生把墙漆完之后，第二天醒来却发现一个怪事。 The next morning he wakes up. 动词 wake 就是醒来。是什么怪事呢？他发现墙上到处都是手印，简直是一塌糊涂。手印就是 handprint. There are handprints all over the wall. 到底是怎么一回事呢？ 易先生发现对街有一个男人很可疑，他一看到易先生就紧张地把手插进口袋里，手上的钥匙还掉在地上。He dropped his keys. 钥匙就是 key. 口袋就是 pocket. He put his hands in his pockets. 之后到底易先生发现了什么，让他能顺利地找到弄脏墙面的凶手呢？ 我们一起看下去吧。
My fence and wall look old. They need paint. I get a brush. I get some paint. I start painting. I paint the wall gray. I work hard. But it takes a long time. I go in the house and go to bed. The next morning, I wake up.
Whew. Today, I can paint the fence,
I say. Then I look outside. Something is wrong.
All right, well, Mr. E has a wall, and he has a fence. Marie, what's a fence?
Well, I have a fence in my backyard. It's great to have because if you have pets, they can't leave your backyard. And it's good to have because people can't come in.
Oh, that's great. So when your house has a fence, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and Mr. E has a fence too. He also has a wall, but they look old. They need some paint.
Okay, well, let's take a look at a photo. We have some beautiful colors of different paints here.
Wow, beautiful. Well, there's a lot of different color paints here. There's blue, green, pink. It's so colorful.
These colors are very nice. The blue color would be great for my bedroom walls. I also like the gray color, too.
Hey, Mr. E likes the gray color, too. So he gets a brush, some gray paint, and starts painting.
Yeah, he paints the wall gray. He works very hard. But it takes a long time.
He can work on it tomorrow. Mr. E goes into the house. Then he goes off to bed. I hoped he slept well.
I'm sure he did. The next morning, Mr. E wakes up. Let's talk about this for a little bit. After you sleep, you wake up. It's time to start a new day.
So, Peter, what time do you usually wake up?
Well, I usually wake up around 6 o'clock.
Well, I wake up around 6:30 a.m. every day. It's early, but I have to get ready for work. On the weekends, I wake up at 9:30. It's great.
Yes, it is nice to sleep in a little bit later on the weekends. Now, I think Christina wakes up early every day, too. She is a very busy teacher. Here she is to teach us more about wake up.
第二天早上，伊先生醒来的时候才发现出了大事。他说 ,The next morning I wake up. 片语 wake up 就是醒来起床的意思。Wake 这个动词比较特别的地方就是它的过去式是 W-O-K-E, woke. 所以你要说 ,I woke up at 5 this morning. 我今天早上五点醒来。另外除了用 wake up 来表达某人醒来之外，叫醒别人也可以用这个片语。你可以说 wake someone up. 如果把你叫醒可以说 I can wake you up tomorrow morning. 我明天早上可以叫醒你。这个是 wake up 的另外一种用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Mr. E wakes up. He is ready to paint the fence. But then he looks outside. Something is wrong.
Yeah, I wonder what this is. Let's learn more about this mystery together. Here's part two.
My wall looks terrible. I go outside. There are handprints all over the wall. I feel bad. I can't paint my wall again. It is too big.
What happened?
I ask.I look around. I see a man. He is across the street. He is walking back and forth.
Hey!
I say to him. The man does not answer. I walk across the street.
Friends, welcome back to the show.
Oh, no!
Marie, what's wrong?
My hair! I'm having a bad hair day today.
Your hair does not look terrible. It looks fine.
My hair looks terrible.
Marie, oh, I know who will make you feel better. Teacher Rebecca. Here she is to teach us today's grammar point.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a grammar point. Let's have some fun and learn it.If you want to say that something looks a certain way, you can use this grammar point. My noun looks adjective. For example, my car looks new. Or you could replace the word my with her. For example, her cat looks hungry. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.Well, Mr. E's wall looks terrible. He goes outside, and what does he see? Handprints. There are handprints all over the wall.
Hey, that's not good. Well, when I think of handprints, I think of little children playing with paint. Have you ever seen a child put their hand in some paint? Then they press their hand on a piece of paper.
I have, and it leaves a handprint, or sometimes many handprints. Many of us have left handprints around the house, whether it be on a window or on a mirror.
Well, it's terrible that there are handprints all over Mr. E's wall.
I know. Now he can't paint his wall again. It's too big.
It is too big. And that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
It is too big.
It is too big.
那太大了。
Do you want this shirt?
No, it's too big.
Do you want this shirt?
No, it's too big.
How about this one?
No, it's too big.
How about this one?
No, it's too small.
Oh. It is too big.
It is too big.
那太大了。
What a great calendar phrase. Well, Mr. E can't paint his wall again because it is too big. Peter, who did this?
Well, I don't know. Mr. E is going to try to figure this out. He looks around and sees a man. The man is across the street, walking back and forth. Hey, Marie, why are you walking back and forth?
Well, I'm just thinking, who could have done this to Mr. E's wall?
I don't know, but I do know that we need to visit Christina right now. Friends, let's see what she has to teach us about this phrase, back and forth.
伊先生漆好的墙被弄得到处都是手印，他正在想到底怎么回事的时候，忽然看见对街有一个男人在那边走来走去的。He is walking back and forth. 片语 back and forth 很好用。Back 是往后，而 forth 是往前，所以 back and forth 表示前前后后，来来回回的意思。你可以说 The fish swims back and forth in the water.鱼在水中来来回回地游着，或者是做折返跑训练的时候，我在两条线之间来回跑着。I was running back and forth between two lines. 以上这些都是片语 back and forth 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Mr. E said something to the man, but the man does not answer.So he walks across the street.
Could this be the man that did this? Well, we'll find out. First, we need to take a short break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Well, have you ever worked really hard on something and someone else ruined it?
That has happened to me before. One time I was in elementary school and I made this beautiful poster for my science class. And you know what happened? My sister spilled grape juice all over it. I was so upset.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, we need to find out who ruined this wall.Friends, let's take a look at the last part of today's show.
What happened to my wall?
I ask. He looks nervous. He drops his keys. Then he puts his hands in his pockets. He starts walking away. I pick up the keys.
Wait,
I say.
These are your keys.
I throw the keys to him. He takes one hand out of his pocket.He catches the keys, but there is paint on his hand.
Mr. E walks up to the man. He asks him, What happened to my wall?
Yeah, and the man looks nervous. He's so nervous that he drops his keys.
Well, keys are important. These are my house keys. Well, this key is for the door.I use them to unlock and lock the door.
Yeah, I always keep my house key and car key together. I put them on a keychain. Keychains hold many keys.
Well, Marie, have you ever lost your keys before?
Well, I never lost them, but one time I did forget them. One day, I left my car keys in my car. all the doors had locked, and I couldn't get in. I was mad at myself.
Oh, no. So what did you do next?
Well, I had to call my brother. He had to go to my house and get the extra key. I just waited around until he came.
Yes, I always give a friend some extra keys just in case I forget them or lose them myself. So the man dropped his keys, but then he puts his hands in his pockets.
Oh, pockets. Pockets are very convenient. They hold things. In the winter, I keep my gloves in my coat pocket.
Right. Well, these pants I'm wearing have pockets right now. If my hands get cold, I'll put them in my pockets. Now, I put my wallet in my back pocket.
Oh, that's very convenient. So the man puts his hands in his pockets. Then he just walks away.
He just walked away, but he forgot his keys.
Yeah, he forgot to pick up his keys. So Mr. E picks them up and says something to him.
Well, when Mr. E throws the keys to him, he takes one of his hands out of his pocket and catches the keys.
And then Mr. E sees something. Do you remember what he saw? That's right. He sees paint on the man's hand.
Hey, he was the man who ruined Mr. E's wall. He made the handprints.
That's right. Well, it looked like Mr. E solved another mystery once again. Good job, Mr. E. Well, right now, it's time for us to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Fence. Fence. There is a fence around my house.
Paint. Paint. There is red paint on my wall.
Wake. Wake. Be quiet. Don't wake the baby.
Handprint. Handprint. There are handprints on the door.
Key. Key. The key opens the door.
Pocket. Pocket. Put the money in your pocket. Friends, those are our key words. Don't forget to practice. Now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
My fence and wall look old. They need paint. I get a brush. I get some paint. I start painting. I paint the wall gray. I work hard. But it takes a long time. I go in the house and go to bed. The next morning, I wake up.
Whew. Today, I can paint the fence,
I say. Then I look outside. Something is wrong. My wall looks terrible. I go outside. There are handprints all over the wall. I feel bad. I can't paint my wall again. It is too big.
What happened?
I ask. I look around. I see a man. He is across the street. He is walking back and forth.
Hey!
I say to him. The man does not answer. I walk across the street.
What happened to my wall?
I ask. He looks nervous. He drops his keys. Then he puts his hands in his pockets. He starts walking away. I pick up the keys.
Wait,
I say.
These are your keys.
I throw the keys to him. He takes one hand out of his pocket. He catches the keys. But there is paint on his hand.
Hey, friends. Are you ready to go back to school? Come on, get your stuff. Let's go. Study hard if you want to succeed. Education is the key. Learn to say your ABCs and to count your 1, 2, 3s. School is fun. School is great. It makes you smarter day by day. Learning is fun. Learning is great. You'll improve in every way. School is fun. School is great. Great. Learning is fun. Great. If it's hard, it's okay. Practice each and every day. As long as you can do your best, don't worry about the rest. School is fun. School is great. It makes you smarter.
Well, now Mr. E caught this person ruining his wall. What do you think he should do now?
Well, I do think he should do something. Maybe something like buy him some new paint or offer to help him paint his fence.
Yeah, well, the wall for sure. Okay, friends, well, we hope you learned a lot today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.